Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Russell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Vosmak reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmak scores. Sewell moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Calm reaches second base with a double. Sisell moves to third. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up beyond third. Cobb can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for a double play. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Williams moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Wahlberg moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wahlberg scores. Haas moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Porter moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmick scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 9-7, Indians. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Bing Miller pinch hits for Lou Krause. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Williams moves to third. It's 9-8, Indians. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.